Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion on getting the greatest return of your time. And what we want to talk about today is just getting up early. Some of the most productive hours come for me before anyone else is up. If I can get up early before my family and do some work from the house, I can get so much done. It works. And whether it's things for work, whether it's things around the house on weekends, but that silence and that quiet time where there are no interruptions is so productive. And if I can get to the office earlier, so for those days when I'm working in the office, if I can get in an hour or two before everybody else, it's quiet. Nobody interrupts me. Once people start coming in, there's a lot of interruptions. There are meetings that come up. But you get that silence of an hour or two before everybody gets there. You can get so much done in that period of time. You can prep for your day. You can organize what you have to do that day. And if it works better for you, then stay late. But find what works best for you, whether it's staying late, whether it's coming in early, but find that extra hour or two in the day that you can get yourself to. Now, if you're sleeping 6 hours now, you can't take it from your sleep. But if you find yourself sleeping 9 or 10 hours a night, certainly you can afford to sleep a little bit less. You know, if you find that you're watching TV at night and you're staying up till 11 or 12 o'clock at night watching TV, maybe if you didn't watch TV and you went to bed at 10 instead and just got yourself up earlier the next morning, you could get more done that way. But there are a lot of ways to make this work, but there is no substitute for being able to get in before everybody else is and to have that silent time when you can just plow through whatever it is that you need to get through. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask that you subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. I would love to be that coach for you to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I would just ask for the opportunity to do that for you. And just do this by committing to join me for a few minutes a day. If you can put it in your headphones while you're at the gym or listen on your way to work, it would go a long way to helping you get towards your goals. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. You know, we're going to be discussing creating a task list and some of the most effective ways for doing that. But for today, see what you can do to get up an hour or two earlier than you are right now. And just watch what happens to your productivity as a result.